BBC Radio Oxford.
Over the past 5-6 years, I must have spoken to approaching 500,000 people.
It's amazing.
Approaching 500,000 people, like, personally.
And how many people of that 500,000 just kept walking?
Oh, gosh. I don't even...
You don't want to think about it.
I think about my success numbers. You know, I don't
12,000 albums.
At the end of the day, I remember how many albums I sold, not how many people said no. And ultimately, I mean, if someone doesn't have the time to even listen to what I'm doing, then it's probably not the kind of person who'd necessarily be open-minded enough to enjoy my music anyways. But if I can bypass the industry for the most part and get people's attention directly, then that's been my model for years and it's always worked for me. I don't turn down people who want to help me. It's not like that. But I don't put all my energy into trying to appeal to people whose ears are kind of closed when I've got all these people with their ears open who are willing to hear me and buy my music and come to my shows.
I'm down with Zuby because he's the hardest working man in the rap business and the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
I've been down with Zuby since day one because him and his music are awesome and this album is no different.
Zuby's my favourite artist and I rep Team Zuby because he takes time to speak to his fans and I know his music comes straight from the heart, which means I feel a real connection when listening to him.
Zuby is not like any other rapper, he is unique and that is why I'm down with Zuby.
I'm down with Zuby because he's a guy following his dreams and I respect that.
My homie Zuby has the flow yet others still don't know. The man is a lyrical genius which through God Almighty he will flow and lyrically explode. Peace, Team Zuby.
Yeah, another one bro. Good to see Zuby doing your thing. Let's make this another year of greatness, bro.